Today, shared Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Aleph Omud Aleph, and we're starting with Seif Gimel in Siman Mem Beis, and we're dealing here with designating a tefillin bag, a tefillin zekel. When does that make it usur to go and put anything else besides the tefillin in that bag? And the Mechaber writes, Sudor, a kerchief, which would be the equivalent today of some sort of a cloth that you would then put something inside of, Sudor, the Azmanei Lemeitzar Bei Tefillin, a cloth, this Sudor, this kerchief that you designated to put your tefillin inside of it, but again, just designated, La'olam, and you designated this forever. Now, the Mishnah Berurah will explain this doesn't mean really necessarily forever, it means as opposed to saying I'm only using it for a few minutes, or for today, for this purpose. And then, Vitzar Bei Tefillin, and then you in fact put the tefillin inside this kerchief, even Chad Zimna, even if it's only one time, Otzer Lemeitzer Bei Zuzeh, then you no longer can use this kerchief, this sudor, for anything other than the tefillin. And he gives the example over here that you wouldn't be allowed to put coins in there, even if they're, let's say, coins for tzedakah, which people often put in their talis bag. We'll see in a moment that this is not permitted to put this inside your tefillin bag. The tefillin bag are what's called tashmishei kedusha. They're serving the kedusha of the tefillin itself, and therefore there's no other more mundane purpose, even if it's somewhat holy, such as putting in money for a mitzvah, but certainly putting in money just to hold it in, you know, your money there as a wallet, you wouldn't be allowed to go and put money in there. Now that's the entire mechaber for today's share, and we'll spend the rest of the share discussing the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha on this statement. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat and Tess, and he writes, Sudar, this kerchief that we're talking about, he says it's lav dafka, it's not only talking about this kerchief. V'u'adinim asa kis mechadosh l'tzorach tefillin. This would be if you really made a tefillin bag or any other type of a container to put the tefillin in. Gam kein ein asu l'shtamish beichol ad tzorbe. It wouldn't be forbidden to use it for something else until you actually used it, because as we already talked about in yesterday's share, the hazmon olav milsi, we paskin that something just by designation alone doesn't make it usur to use it for any other purpose. The designation alone is insufficient to give it that kedusha of a tefillin bag over here, and only by putting the tefillin inside of it would that make it now a tefillin bag that you couldn't use it for a more mundane purpose. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "V'u adin b'chol tashmishei kedusha." Same would be true not only for a tefillin bag, but for any other item that is serving a dover itself that is kedusha. Afilu tik l'sefer Torah. This would include a mantle or any sort of a covering for a sefer Torah. Just by saying that's what you have over here doesn't make it until it actually is covering up a sefer Torah. V'tashmish detashmish, and a secondary cover to the cover. So if you have, for example, the plastic that goes around the tefillin zekel, ain bo kedusha klal, that doesn't have kedusha to it at all. The Dirshu footnotes number 13 tell us, what about the very common practice to go put your address, name, address, and cell phone number inside your tefillin bag? Is that permissible? Ulusum petek im shmo beso hasaket shel tefillin. You want to put inside the tefillin bag itself your name and address and any other contact information. So Rav Yashiv brings down shem hatefillin mechusos tamid bekufsos. Since we nowadays also have boxes that we put our tefillin in that cover up the tefillin, nechshav hatik letashmish detashmish umutal losim bo. The tefillin zekel itself has somewhat of a lower level of kedusha than if you just put the actual tefillin themselves right into the zekel without first putting them in the boxes that we commonly put them into. So in this situation, the tefillin zekel is a tashmish detashmish the kedusha, and therefore he permits it. Vigam, furthermore, he adds, the whole purpose of putting in this address contact information is shapesiku tzorich hatfillin. It's really used to help the tefillin in case the tefillin are lost or stolen, so the person who finds them would be able to return them. So since this is for the benefit of the tefillin, it doesn't pose a problem. In Dirshu footnote 16, he explains further, V'zugos tefillin hamunachos betik nosaf. If you have a pair of tefillin that's inside a second bag, kigon tefillin hamunachos bekufso shebizmanenu, so you have the tefillin that are put inside a tefillin zekel. Since we have the box that we place around the tefillin, which covers up not only the kitzitza, not only the box of the tefillin, but it also covers up the mavarta and the titura, the other parts of the actual tefillin themselves, so therefore that is considered the first covering of the tefillin. And therefore, the tefillin zekel is considered a covering of a covering. And therefore, he says, you technically can put in a dover chol even inside the tefillin zekel. However, omnon, l'fima shekosav abir alocho le'el and sif beis, so sheyesh lochush l'chadchilu l'das asovrim shekishore haritzuos heimiguf hakdusha, that you have to be concerned not only about the kitzitz, or the box of the actual tefillin themselves, and not only the mavart and the titura, but you also have to be concerned about the kesher and the ritzuos. So imein hakufso mechases aksharim, our boxes that we place around the tefillin, they only cover up the actual box of the tefillin and the mavart and the titura, but they don't cover up the kesher of the tefillin, and they don't cover up the ritzuos of the tefillin. So therefore, our tefillin zekel does have the status still of tashmishei kedusha, and this is in fact the opinion of the Minchas Elazar as well. Shetik hatfilin shemechases haritzuos vaksharim nechshav kitash mishkedusha, that the thing that covers up not only the actual tefillin themselves, but also the knot of the tefillin and the ritzuos of the tefillin, that has the status of tashmishei kedusha mishum shaksharim hem hakedusha biatzim, because the kesher itself has kedusha, and therefore according to this, our tefillin zekel would in fact have kedusha to it as tashmish kedusha and not tashmishei de tashmish. In Sif Katan Yod, the Mishnah Berurah says an additional comment on what we meant when we said designating it. When the Mechaber said the Azmineh, so there it was Afilu Bedibra Bilvad. It's even just with words alone that would make it a designation, that when you put your tefillin into it, the combination of putting the tefillin into it with a designation makes it Kedusha that can never be used for mundane purposes. And he says over here, certainly if you didn't just verbally designated, v'koshekenim nitalo, if you picked it up, v'yomar zeyeh l'tvillin, this will be for tvillin. So that's more than just pointing to something or in your verbalization saying this is for tvillin, but here you picked it up. So certainly that would qualify the mahani, that would be good for this din that the Mechaber brings down, that with this combination of designation plus usage forbids the item from being used for anything mundane. And he tells us to look in the Bir Halacha and what he brings down there in the name of the Ran. So in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, "Acher kach motzasi b'yesus Hashem yisbarach chidusha Rabbi Akiva Eger in Yoredeya, I found with God's help that Rabbi Akiva brings down b'shem chidushei haran shesover gam kein kemo she'arti b'tchilas dvareinu." He brings down something which in the earlier part of the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says, "I thought of myself." Sometimes afilu hazmona b'dibur lo mahanya. Sometimes under certain situations, a verbal declaration would not be acceptable. And then he goes through somewhat of a complex discussion of under what circumstances that might be, ayin sham. In Sivkot Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah states that we're talking about the tefillin over here, the tik shel talis lo mikrei tashmish kedusha, rak tashmish mitzvah. This is a major discussion, a major difference between the tefillin zekel and a talis zekel, the bag that you put your tefillin into and the bag, the container that you put your talis into. Because talis is a mitzvah, tefillin has kedusha attached to the item itself. This we've discussed previously. You're not allowed to throw away tefillin if they get worn out. You have to bury them. As opposed to a talis that gets worn out, technically you don't have to bury it. It may be disposed of in a way that just won't use it in a disparaging way. You put it in a separate bag and you can dispose of it properly. You can't use it as a shmata, as a rag, but you can dispose of it. So there's a difference between something that's a mitzvah and something that has kedusha to it intrinsically. And that's the same thing, therefore, with the tashmish of that usage. Tashmish kedusha, the tefillin zekel is tashmish kedusha, the talis bag is tashmish mitzvah. And therefore, inside your talis bag, you can put other mundane items in it. You can put coins in there. You can put a tissue and a kerchief or anything else that you want inside your talis bag. And even if it's a large talis bag, which you put in your talis, and you also put in your tefillin bag, nevertheless, lo havi atik shel talis ki im tashmish de tashmish. This would only be a tashmish de tashmish. And therefore, v'afilu mitam besocha asidr shlo, and even if you put a siddur inside of it, the eshbo kedusha, a siddur does have a certain level of kedusha to it, or a tefillin below tik, or even if you put your tefillin in there without their cover, without the tefillin zekel, mikomakom be'es hatzorech mutar litein besochot dvarim shechol, but you still would be allowed to, under circumstances you have no choice, to put into it mundane items, because the halohu osui mitchilo gam letalis, because this talis bag was really a talis bag, even though it was now used temporarily to store your tefillin in it as well. Shu dover shechol, and therefore the talis bag technically is a dover shechol, v'havi ki'ilu hisna, and it's as if you made a tenai as we'll see later on, because the common bagah, as the Ramah will mention, it's as if you verbalize it tonight, saying, I reserve the right to use it for mundane purposes, and that would work. So to it, it's as if you did that over here. However, he says, people going on the road, and they have limited baggage with them, so they want to put other things inside their tefillin to take up less space in terms of their total carryings that they're bringing with them. After Medina also, technically that's not allowed. He says, we try to look to a way to judge them favorably, and we say since they do this every time they go on a business trip, a guy is limited in his carry-ons, so he wants to just take his tefillin zekah with him, but he wants to put tissues in there, he wants to put some other item in there as well. So b'di'evid, we can be malamid zchus to say maybe it was like his, he made it tanai to allow this, but l'chatchila, a person shouldn't do this. One should put nothing other than the tefillin inside the tefillin zekah. In the issue footnote number 14, he brings down, what about an Aron Kodesh? So he says, the Aron Kodesh, which you put in Sifrei Torah into it, obviously. So he says, obviously, the Aron Kodesh has a status of Tashmishei D'Kedusha, even though the Sefer Torah has a mantle on it, so we might have said it's a Tashmish to Tashmish, but he says, since the mantle is essentially designated for the glorification of the Sefer Torah and not as a protection of the Sefer Torah, therefore the Aron Kodesh has the status of Tashmish Kedusha, and therefore if an Aron Kodesh becomes worn out or breaks, you have to bury it, you can't use it for something else. Even if that something else is for a holy purpose, can't use it for an Aron Kodesh, but now we use it for putting in Svarim or putting in Talasim or something like that, one should not do that. One should be gonez, one should hide away this no longer usable Aron Kodesh. What about the space that the Aron Kodesh is resting on, the earth, the ground that the Aron Kodesh is resting on? So there he brings down a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, who writes that the ground underneath the Aron Kodesh has the status of Tashmish to Tashmish. What's the practical nafkamina? In case you want to expand the shul and move the location of the Aron Kodesh another 20 feet further and expand the shul by those 20 feet, so it's not a problem. The space where the Aron Kodesh was just has the regular Kedusha of a shul, it doesn't have the special Kedusha of being Aron Kodesh, and therefore there would not be a problem in expanding a shul in that situation. In the issue footnote number 23, he brings down an interesting Taz, who says that wouldn't it make more sense to at least use this Aron Kodesh or Tefillin Zekel for a holy purpose, even if it's not as holy as the Tefillin, for example. Why couldn't you use your tefillin bag, if it's no longer used for tefillin, to put a talis in? Why couldn't you use the Aron Kodesh to store svarim? And the Taz says you can, because the alternative is that you're going to bury it. And therefore, the Taz says, better than burying it, use it at least for another holy purpose, even if it's one that's not as holy. However, the Mefarshim bring down not like the Taz, and the explanation they give is because when you use it for a non-as holy purpose, you've removed it from the name of the holy purpose. So it used to be a tefillin bag, now it's a talis bag. As opposed to, if it's a tefillin bag that's buried, it retains the status of being a tefillin bag. So while the argument that the Taz makes sounds like it's right, wouldn't it be better to use it for a tefillin bag than leaving it buried? Isn't burial more of a degradation to it? But the answer is the burial doesn't remove its name of being a tefillin bag, whereas using it as a talis bag, now it would be called a talis bag, and that would change its status. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Yud Beis, and he writes, when we said the word li'olam, we didn't really mean forever. Some say it means you have to designate it forever. However, if the person just said, I'm going to use this for a tefillin bag, if he didn't say, I'm using it for a tefillin bag forever, so then he doesn't mean it's forever. Because a normal kerchief is not designated for tefillin, it's designated as a kerchief. Avol, however, midivri hagro, he brings down the Vilna Gaon in his perish, bebeiduro, mashma distoma hevik lolam. If you didn't say anything in terms of time, it means forever. Then why did it say over here for time? This is as opposed to saying, I want to designate it for a half an hour, for a day. So then it doesn't mean forever. But if you just say, I'm designating for tefillin, by definition, the stam default position is you mean forever. They've also kissed liniach the tefillin. If a person makes a tefillin zekel, oshama leumon, or he tells an artisan, asay li kiss shel tefillin, make me a tefillin zekel. There, he's saying it's for a tefillin zekel, lukuliyama heavy stomach liolam. Then certainly he means forever, because you don't normally do that on a temporary basis. As opposed to kerchief, which is used for other things, if you didn't say it forever, there are some that would say it doesn't mean forever, but the Vilna Gaon says it always means forever, unless you specify a shorter period of time. Finally, in Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Vitzarbei, and you actually then place the tefillin in it. Kol zeh besudar or kishalov. This is talking about, of course, it's your own sudar or your own zekel over here. Aval einodim oseh dov sheinu shalov. But you can't go and take your friend's item and put tefillin into it and create for him that it's now called the tefillin zekel when he may have reserved still the right to use it for something else by hazmon or lav milsi. By just designating it, he didn't designate it enough so that he gives a kedusha by verbal declaration because hazmon or lav milsi. So therefore, you can only do this for your own item itself. Unless the Mishnah Berurah says, Elo imkein gonav beged v'chatochel v'yosu menu kis, as opposed to if you stole a cloth from your friend and then you cut it up and you made it into a tefillin zekel, so obviously you're not allowed to steal. However, from a halachic point of view, d'os kanye b'shinoi ma'isa v'yasoro, you have halachically acquired it. Of course, you have to pay for it. Of course, you have to return it to the person, etc. We're not talking here about the hilchos of geneva, but we are talking about here, would this now be allowed that you could make it into a tefillin zekel from a halachic point of view? And the answer is yes, and this would now not be able to be used for mundane purposes anymore. What about if a katan did this? Katan should sorbe tefillin by a kiss. If a young child who doesn't, by definition, have the ability to have das, so if he designated it lekach, gam kein esar, he also can make it also over here by his designation, because he actually put the tefillin into it, so it's not just a verbal declaration. But if it was just a verbal declaration, Kemoshi's words, we'll explain in tomorrow's shir, lo mitzar biazmon es katan, a young child under the age of bar mitzvah doesn't have the das to go and make a verbal declaration. To katan yesh lo maisa, a katan's actions count, vein lo machshava, but his thoughts don't count. Afilu gilui machashavtam bidiburam, even if it's clearly recognizable what his thoughts were from his words. But that is not enough over here, because a katan, by definition, doesn't have das. That ends today's shir. We'll finish off the other Mishnah Berurahs on this Amud tomorrow.